Okay, if you're one of those people who hates to know the ending of a movie, you may want to spend the next 5 minutes away from your radio making some coffee or something, because our next report deals with two films nominated for this year's Academy Awards, The Sea Inside and Million Dollar Baby. Both films deal with a sensitive and controversial issue, and in the case of Million Dollar Baby, that issue appears at the end of the movie. There's no way to do this report without spoiling the ending. If you'd like to hear at least some of the report, reporter Elizabeth Blair will give you another heads up just before she spills the beans.
There's no spoiling the end of The Sea Inside, which is up for the Oscar for Best Foreign Film. It's based on the true story of Ramon Sampedro, a Spaniard who, when he was 25, had a diving accident which paralyzed him from the neck down. Before the accident, Sampedro was a sailor who traveled around the world, says The Sea Inside director Alejandro Amenábar.
He was someone for whom the moving around was so important. So after that, he decided to stay home, and he decided to read and to listen to music and to write.
And to lobby the Spanish government for some 30 years for the right to an assisted suicide. His campaign was very public and very controversial. Sampedro failed to convince the government, but he did eventually get his wish. In 1998, he committed suicide with help from a friend by drinking cyanide. The Sea Inside is also the story of the people around Sampedro, how they take care of him, react to his decision, struggle with it, and try to talk him out of it. In this scene, Sampedro, played by Javier Bardem, argues with his older brother. Sampedro's brother tells him he won't let him do it. Sampedro replies, "What will you do? Tie me to the bed? More than I already am?" In the film, Sampedro is smart and charismatic. He's also stubborn. Amenábar says in real life, Sampedro almost never used a wheelchair, preferring to stay at home in bed.
This is something that is questionable, of course. And I remember when I saw him for the first time on TV, I asked myself what I would want to do, whether I was in his condition. And I think, of course, I would try to get over it and I would use the wheelchair. But he decided not. It was something like everything or nothing.
I think it's sort of tragic in a way that he, you know, felt that the life that he had post-injury wasn't worth living.
Jeff Shannon is a film critic based in Seattle. He's also a quadriplegic, the result of a diving accident very similar to that of Ramon Sampedro's. He says he has mixed feelings about The Sea Inside. On the one hand, he thinks it's a sensitive, thought-provoking drama, but he disagrees with Sampedro's choices. But Shannon admits his situation is different from Sampedro's.
Well, I can drive my own car, I can feed myself, I can do a lot of things on my own. You know, he was much more dependent. I think if you're in that kind of situation where you are more or less completely dependent on other people, then the issues that this film tackles become more relevant.
But Shannon stresses that Ramon Sampedro's life with disability is atypical, which brings us to Million Dollar Baby. Spoiler alert, if you do not want to know about a key plot turn, you should turn away from your radio now.
Is your speed bag?
But yours behind the counter. Wish I could say I wore it out.
Million Dollar Baby, directed by Clint Eastwood, is the story of Maggie Fitzgerald, a woman from hardscrabble beginnings, determined to become a prizefighter. If only she can convince Frankie Dunn, a no-nonsense trainer, to take her on.
I don't train girls.
Maybe you should. People see me fight, say I'm pretty tough.
Based on a short story by the late FX Toole, Million Dollar Baby is up for 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Roger Ebert is one of many critics who's raved about it.
It's a wonderful film. Writing, the direction, the acting, it's a great experience.
It's a pretty classic rags-to-riches story. Frankie does agree to train Maggie, and she does become a boxing champion. But about two-thirds of the way into the movie, Maggie becomes severely paralyzed. She tells Frankie she doesn't want to live if she can't fight, and asks him if he will help her die. Eventually, after some reflection, Frankie does. Disability rights activists and some conservatives are not impressed.
She moves so quickly from being a quadriplegic to wanting to die.
Leonard Davis is a professor at the University of Illinois who's written extensively about disabilities.
We don't see anything that about her depression being treated. Nobody seems to care about that. For the ordinary viewer, it looks like a terrible thing. What would happen if I lost the ability to do all of this? But actually, for people who do have those kind of injuries, you know, the majority of them are not saying, kill me.
Davis says disability rights groups fear Million Dollar Baby will help popularize assisted suicide, and they've wrangled with Clint Eastwood before. In 1997, Eastwood was sued over lack of wheelchair access at his resort in California. Later, Eastwood testified before Congress to make it harder for people to use the Americans with Disabilities Act to sue businesses like his. When Million Dollar Baby was released, the National Spinal Cord Injury Association called it a continuation of Eastwood's disability vendetta. Clint Eastwood declined to be interviewed for this story. Some groups also denounce the CN side, saying it too promotes a better dead than disabled agenda. But Leonard Davis believes the Spanish film is more nuanced than Million Dollar Baby.
It's one that you watch and you feel the pain of whatever decision the main character makes, and the people around him, and how it affects everybody, how it affects the larger social society. The entire point of the movie is to discuss the nuances, whereas the Clint Eastwood movie is kind of a sentimental claptrap.
Criticism aside, both films come at a time when assisted suicide laws are being debated widely. But do filmmakers have to be extra careful when tackling sensitive issues? Critic Roger Ebert says it's more the responsibility of the audience to seek out different points of view about living with disability.
And I would love them to see Murderball, this new documentary about quadriplegics who play full contact rugby. You see, there's a whole spectrum of films that you can look at, and you don't want to take a simplistic approach that one film and the decisions made by the characters in that film are the end of the discussion.
For his part, Clint Eastwood told the LA Times he's not promoting any agenda with Million Dollar Baby, either about persons with disabilities or euthanasia. He said, quote, "I've gone around in movies blowing people away with a .44 Magnum, but that doesn't mean I think it's a proper thing to do." Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.